and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Hey, is the mic still on, listeners? This is Ken, and I just wanted to start this episode by saying that this episode will focus specifically on the presidential debates and Trump catching coronavirus. Wednesday, we'll be dropping the mailback episode that I mentioned at the end of last week. But we did not want to go a week without discussing the news of the president catching corona and giving you our reactions to the debates that took place last week. So enjoy this episode and come back Wednesday for the mailback episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing and enjoy the show. Couple of things happened since we last recorded. First was the debate. I did not watch it.
Me either.
Watch it? I was Dead in Sports at the time.
I watched some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Thoughts?
Yeah, I watched some of it. My daughter had to watch it for her for one of her classes.
Okay. Mm, really?
Yeah. She had to break it down for one of her classes. Mm-mm. She's in the AP courses and stuff, so they, you know.
College or high school? I think it was the high school. College or high school?
The high school one, okay. Yeah. Like I said, she takes like college courses and stuff. But so it made, that's the only reason like I watched some of it, because we were watching it during dinner.
Because how long was it on, for like 90 minutes?
90 minutes.
Something like that, yeah. But it was very hard to like follow and process. it was like a whole thing of just you just shaking your head and like squinting your eyes like, what? Like, because no one can get a word out edgewise, mainly because of Trump. He just kept interrupting. And not saying Biden didn't either, but definitely Trump was interrupting a lot more.
Biden interrupted himself because he couldn't even figure out what the fuck he was
trying
to say.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, that too. But he was speaking kind of clearly, though, at moments for me.
The mask kicked in.
When?
I think a lot of times, you agree? Yeah, he did. I feel like he did a lot better than he usually does.
Okay, wait, so real quick.
Yeah.
He did better than he usually does. That's a low bar. And he did better than Trump. That's a really low bar.
I understand.
He still sounded like he didn't know what the hell was going on. He sounded like someone just woke him up.
He sounded more cohesive than I've heard him before. It sounded like
Doesn't he have a speech impediment?
Huh?
That's what I heard.
A speech impediment?
That's what I heard.
I heard he's just old.
I think he does. I think he's just old. He just looks old.
Because what, he's 77?
He acts like he's 98. It's ridiculous.
He's older than that, B.
For those of you that, because there were complaints, people said they couldn't hear Huey, even though you said that Huey was 23, so I don't know if they could easily apply the context clues. But nevertheless, for those of you that couldn't hear Huey, I'm going to work on getting a mic over there. What did you say, Huey? So he did better than he usually does. Cool. So how much did you watch, Mike?
I watched the whole fucking thing.
Oh, really?
The night of?
I came home and I didn't even know it was on. I just sat down, I turned the TV on.
Yeah.
And it said debates in 1 minute. And I really thought, I was like, do I want to do this?
Mm-mm.
I was like, oh, well, it's either this or catch up on Fear the Walking Dead. This might be more entertaining than Fear the Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned it on and I watched the entire fucking thing. And it was like masochism. Cause it was fucking horrible.
It was
horrible.
It's probably the worst debate of all time.
It was easily the worst debate I've ever seen.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes.
Easily. Because it was just, you have, and I said this on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I feel like you have two fucking idiots arguing and the bigger idiot wouldn't shut the fuck up long enough for the other idiot to show just how much of an idiot he is. So you're just sitting there watching these two fucking dumbasses try to argue. It's like the asshole bully. And then the kind of goofy high pothead. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like to me watching.
Because was 2016 debate that bad? When was it that horrible when it was Hillary and Trump?
No, no. Because I don't even think Trump did that to Hillary.
No,
and
not
I don't
like
remember
that.
Correctly.
Not like that.
On another level.
Yeah,
this was unreal.
I think he just made a lot of jokes with her. Like she'll say something and he'll say a joke after she says something. Right. It wasn't like interruptions. He would just take what she said and turn it into
this
a joke.
Was just 10 times worse.
This was like he was doing that plus interrupting them. Cause I think he was kind of getting under his skin a little bit because he didn't have no way to really combat
Biden
it.
Biden was getting under his skin?
No, Trump was getting under Biden's skin.
Yeah. He's like this clown. He called him a clown like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It was crazy. We was filming Dead in Sports.
It was like we was watching two kids. And I saw a meme where they used a baby filter on. This shit was so accurate, man. Really? It was like two children. Like,
and then he said, "Well, you shut up, man." Like,
Yeah, people made a big deal out of that. Yeah. I'm like, I'm surprised he lasted that fucking long.
Yeah.
I was seriously in my house and I was just like, I wish you'd just fucking punch him.
Cause then he said something about his son.
I mean, yeah,
that's what really set him off. Yeah.
Towards the end, he said something about his kid. And
then, yeah.
It was just
highlight was the whole stand back and stamp. When he told the
boys. So the thing that got me is even before we get to that, when I'm watching it, I'm seriously thinking like, how do Trump supporters think that this is going well?
Right.
And they did, by the way.
I don't think all of them did. No.
Not all of them did.
A lot of them thought he did horribly.
Yeah. A lot of them were like.
So thanks for that. But yeah. I did read a post. I think it was in the HuffPost where they sat with some Trump supporters and watched the debate with them. And then they asked them afterwards, how do they think he did? And they were like, oh, I think they actually thought he did well. This group of Trump supporters thought he did well.
I'm also thinking about the politicians. The politicians are like, yo, he didn't like the Republicans. Some of the Republicans are like, he didn't.
No, I think
I didn't see
it was surprising to me, but I mean, you know, there are a group, of course, that did not.
No, for sure.
And yeah.
So. I think what it is the people that I haven't seen this article. But I'm assuming they probably sat down with regular everyday people. These people, and yes, I'm insulting y'all. These people are just like goofy. I don't really follow politics. They just love what Trump does because Trump is a fucking dick. Trump walked in the room and was a dick for an hour and a half. They love that. But if you're talking to actual political analysts or even if they're Republicans, they are like, no, Trump was not good. Trump was terrible. That doesn't mean that they're going to vote for Biden. They'll probably still vote for Trump.
Yeah.
But I think that if anything, this debate did probably shift people that were on the fence, which I don't know why you'd be on the fence at this point. But if you are, I definitely think that this debate probably pushed people more to the side of Biden because this isn't the type of president that even Republicans want.
So to back that up, it popped up on Apple News, the headline. I didn't read the article, but it did say that Biden's numbers jumped to 14% after the debate.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
The thing that's so funny about Trump and how he is stupid, but he's brilliant in some manners because he's the way he manipulates shit. But in this situation, it just shows how fucking stupid he is because it's like Biden should have easily lost. He should have easily lost this debate. But the fact that Biden was able to beat you and raise points because you couldn't control being a fucking asshole. Like your whole team should be slapping the shit. That's why you got COVID. I bet one of them dropped some some fucking COVID pills in your drink. They're like, we can't have this guy.
Yeah,
you
gotta stop this motherfucker.
Pence would have done a better job than you. Like Trump made a fucking ass of himself.
Yeah. What's saddening? Cause like to B's point, you know, we were doing Dead in Sports at the time. But I've seen a lot of the memes and stuff.
Ugh.
And man, like it's bad. And I've seen a couple of the, you know, like video clips of it. And it's just like Trump is so unfocused. Like it's saddening because there are major things happening in the world. And the POTUS is supposed to be quote unquote the leader. And it's like, bro, if you can't even address half of the stuff that's really going on because all you want to do is either interrupt or throw jokes or just try to throw Biden off his shit. It's shaking my head moment.
It's embarrassing.
It's extremely embarrassing.
Really embarrassing.
Cause like, just think about how the rest of the world is looking at us.
Like
because
joke.
These motherfuckers represent us. If you're in some fucking part of the world and you never been to America, have no American friends or whatever, you're looking at this shit like we're dumb as fuck.
Yeah, I talk to people that are like in the UK and Australia on Instagram.
We're literally a joke.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, the US looks like a big fucking joke right now.
Yep.
Like we look at y'all and we're like, y'all are supposed to be like the big power in the in the world, but like you guys can't control anything. You can't even take care of yourselves.
Yeah, and then just as like a people, I think, in general, I would probably say even before Trump, Americans have been insufferable as far as traveling to other countries. And why don't they have pizza here? Oh, my God. Where are the fries? Oh, my God. How come? Why don't they have a McDonald's? Like just that whole American, I do what I want. I say what I want. Fuck your rule. Like, it's just like, are you dead ass? This is embarrassing.
They don't see
how are you not embarrassed? Like, that's so stupid. And he's somebody who empowers that. Like, you shouldn't have to wear a mask. Fuck that. That's, I literally saw an article saying, President Trump shouldn't have to wear a mask because that shows weakness. And he's strong. And it's like, okay.
But Americans, a lot of Americans have that same attitude, though.
They do.
A lot of Americans, because like,
no, I know that, and it's fucking disgusting, and I've been wanting to punch niggas in the face.
I deal with it on a daily basis.
It's just really? The entitlement jump.
Okay, so since this COVID stuff has happened, at my job, you see the entitlement all the time. Like, I tell my wife this like every day. Uh-huh. I get cussed out at least 3 times on a daily basis.
Period.
And it's not just, oh, you know, whatever, whatever. Like, it's like
3 times on a day. What the fuck? You doing a bad job? You get cussed out.
It's not.
No,
me.
It's not even
I'm
you.
I'm playing. Oh, yeah. Damn, y'all. Sorry, I should have put my mask on so you see if I'm laughing. Okay.
But yeah, it's just, you know, enforcing these quote unquote rules that companies and things are trying to put in place so that way they're employees stay healthy or safe as possible.
Yeah.
You know, while still trying to make money. At the end of the day, we are, you know, commerce, motherfucking country. I get cussed out, bro, on the course of my day. And I can't speak on it for legal reasons. However, like, it got to a point where, you know, I have an employee that's no longer an employee anymore because of a physical altercation that happened at the job. You know, so it's just, it's just, people right now, man, they just feel so entitled. They feel empowered to say, I ain't got to wear no mask. This is America. Yeah, that's true. But guess what? You're not going to come in here, though.
Right.
And then that's where it happens, man.
I saw some analysts say that Trump may have deliberately been trying to get under Biden's skin because apparently he has a temper and they wanted him to snap. And that was also part of the reason why he started kind of attacking his son, you know, on stage. And they said that Biden did a good job of kind of going through whatever Musa training that they gave him, you know, and I think from all the recaps and audio and everything that I heard while he was going, my son, and kind of repeating my son over and over again to kind of get his pressure back down.
No, he just said it and forgot he said it, but said it again. And then forgot again that he said it. And, did I say my son? My son, did I say it?
But that's why I didn't want to watch it, because I didn't want to see Biden struggle. I didn't know it was going to be a hot mess, but I just couldn't watch Biden struggle to answer questions coherently.
Did you ever watch? I don't think he did, man.
Yes, he did. Rod, you can't do your positive with this bullshit. You just can't. He was terrible.
I think it was more so just the craziness of it all, like what the environment Trump created.
Well, I think,
because I think a lot of times he was trying to stay on his agenda. Like, he would, like, Trump would do his typical make joke or whatever, and he'll just start talking to the camera like, look, the American people, da-da-da-da-da, I'm not trying to listen to what he's saying.
He still gave no plans, no solid answers to anything. He did what politicians, he was terrible.
No, I'm not saying that he didn't do that. I'm just saying that he was just, like, kind of like what he was saying, he just was speaking clearly. Now, whether we agree with his plans or whether he even laid out an actual plan is a different story.
But I think that's what hurt Trump, because I think the big takeaway was Trump and not Biden.
Right. And if people looked at Biden, like, if you watch just the Biden clips, I have zero faith that you would walk away saying Biden did a good job. Zero. Literally zero. You would not say he did a good job. You just wouldn't.
Good job as far as laying out a plan.
As anything. As being coherent, as being clear, and as being like someone that actually has a plan. You know what this felt like? This felt like when Disaster battled cannabis. And cannabis was trying so damn hard with his little broken arm.
Yep.
Even pulled his little notebook. Y'all want to hit a notebook? No, motherfucker, we don't.
It was a wrap.
That's how it felt when I was watching Biden. It was like he was struggling the whole time to make any coherent points.
That's amazing how y'all both watched the whole thing and y'all see completely.
No, it makes complete sense. I would see negatively and Rod would see it positively.
And people do struggle with Biden. That's why I thought these debates are key for him to kind of win over supporters. But Trump made it all about himself. That's what people walked away with. But if he just could have contained himself for 90 minutes or at least 60, people would have been like, I can't vote for this guy.
I think my expectations were just so low for Biden that We're kind of listening to what you say a little bit.
Seeing what you saw was like,
oh, yeah, I was like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? This is better than what he's done in the past.
He did compose a complete sentence.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So maybe that's it. Now don't get me wrong. I was scrunching my face a lot up at when Biden was speaking. I'm like, huh?
So the Proud Boys moment.
Mm-hmm. What?
Proud Boys moment. Stand down and stand by. What? Stand back and stand by.
Well, there were multiple ones that there were some that people missed, but go ahead with the Proud Boy one.
So that was the.
Well, that's the biggest one. What's the ones that people miss?
Well, go ahead and talk about the Proud Boys thing. I'm not going to forget it. Trust me.
So no, that was the big
Biden.
It's not like Biden.
That was like the big one of the biggest takeaways.
Yes.
That he failed to once again denounce white supremacy when given an opportunity.
Watching that shit live, dog.
Yeah.
I was like, did he really just say that? Because it was a build up, right? Mm-hmm. Because we were waiting. He was like procrastinating for so long. Like, okay, who do you want me to talk to? Or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he said, look, he said it very specific, very clearly. So everybody's waiting on the moment. It's not like one of those things where mm-hmm. it's like, you gotta kind of listen to it and to hear it. No, it's a very specific moment where he asked him the question. It was a pause. And then he said that he's like, stand back and stand
Proud
by.
Boys, yeah, Proud Boys. He said Proud Boys first.
Well, yeah, because Joe, because this is another place where Joe Biden should shut the fuck up. All right, he should just shut the fuck up and just let Trump cook. Yeah. But he asked him. He said, "Will you denounce white supremacy or white supremacists or whatever?" Mm-hmm. And Trump said, "Sure." And then he said, "Who do you want me to say?"
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, Joe Biden says, "Oh, the Proud Boys." He must have just learned about them like 2 days ago. Mm. But he says Proud Boys. Why are we being specific here?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I didn't
up.
Realize Biden said Proud Boys.
Biden says Biden said Chris Proud Wallace. Boys. Okay. No, it was Biden. Biden says Proud Boys. Chris Wallace might have repeated it after Biden said it, but if you watch,
okay.
I'm 99.9% sure Biden was the one who brought up.
He's like, Go ahead.
Do it. But you won't. Do it.
Man, this shit was crazy, bro.
And he said, yes, Proud Boys. Yeah, stand back and stand by. And the fact that Biden let that slide just pissed me the fuck off.
I was like, yo, did he not just hear what he said?
No, he probably didn't. He probably didn't.
He should have been like, hold on, can you explain? Like,
yes.
Can you explain yourself?
Yes. That was one of the biggest moments of the night where I was sitting there like, you're a fucking disaster. You're a fucking disaster. You let this man say, Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
And you just looking around.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Say nothing.
Nothing.
Damn.
I think it was a little surreal for people when he said it, though. Because when I was watching it with Naomi, she didn't react to it. I'm like, did you just hear what he said?
Right.
She's like, yeah, I heard him. I'm like, no, did you hear him? I don't think people really comprehended what he said in the time, in the actual time.
So let me ask you all this. Do you think that him saying stand back, stand by is a way that he's denouncing them to just say stand back?
I'll turn your mic off right now.
I know
Jason?
I understand my...
Listen, is this James?
That is it.
I know my interpretation of what I heard and how I felt. Yeah. But I'm also seeing the opposition put that out there.
Mm-mm.
That he said sure,
no.
Which they're saying is a form of...
I'm doing what y'all do to me. Don't put that out there.
He did say sure. Yeah.
And then people are saying that him saying stand back is basically telling him to stand and get out of the way and just chill. No.
So what stand by mean then? Mm. It's a dog whistle.
Yeah.
That's all it was. It was a dog whistle.
Why would you tell somebody to stand by?
Mm-hmm. Right. Stand back, stand by.
But y'all know Trump just kind of talks.
No, bro. No, that seemed very deliberate. And if I'm not mistaken, do you remember the conversation about racial sensitivity that they were having?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what he said during the debate?
That it was racist?
Yes.
But then he also said something a lot of people missed. And I caught it immediately. I was like, wait, what? He caught himself and he tried to change it up, but he said, he was like, yes, it was making people miserable. It was, you know, racist, this and that. It was making people unhappy. It was like a reversal. Mm. And then he stopped and he changed his sentence. And I sat and I was like, reversal of what? What is racial sensitivity a reversal of? clearly he's thinking it's a reversal of the white and black dynamic. Now it's going to be the black and white dynamic where the white people are the ones that are feeling shit on. And the fact that he almost said it, I was like, fuck, I wish he would have finished that fucking sentence. But then again, stupid ass Biden wouldn't have said anything anyway.
Yeah, I did hear that, and I was surprised that wasn't talked about enough.
It's a joke.
I think because, I guess, the phrase and, you know, you have a specific party that was mentioned with the Proud Boys, I think that was more sensationalist than what, you know, him, the reversal part. So, damn.
I don't know. The reversal part seemed like it would have been a flat-out admittal that... It would have been him actually admitting that black people have it at a disadvantaged spot in this country. But he caught himself. He didn't finish it. And neither Chris Wallace, who's also kind of worthless, and Joe Biden. I mean, I was thinking in my head and I was putting myself in his spot. There was only so much he could really do against Trump because he did tell him to stop multiple times. But since it's like, what else can you, I would have been like, yo, cut this motherfucker's mic off while Joe Biden is talking, and then you can turn it back on when he starts talking. But I don't even know if that's possible.
It may be, because you guys may have seen that they are discussing changes for the upcoming debates if they happen now.
They have to do it, man.
Well, hopefully he won't be around.
So. Yeah, because they were, they, you know.
That's bad. It was an embarrassment. Can't say that.
Fuck. So we'll see. We'll see. But the reason why it may not happen.
Die.
Just die.
Just die. Just die.
Die.
Thursday night, it was reported that Trump has COVID.
You ever see that meme?
Why are you laughing, see, Mike?
I know y'all didn't really watch SpongeBob for real.
Say, why the fuck aren't you?
I'm sorry.
It's like that meme where Squidward was on the fucking... beach chair with the sunglasses, and he took them off and then he put them back on. Like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm just like, this, I was so unmoved by that. I was like, okay, whatever.
You were unmoved?
Really? Yeah.
Wow. There was no happiness?
No.
Really?
I'm only.
I laughed.
I was so.
Because I feel like, no, I wasn't happy. I think the jokes were funny, but I wasn't happy because it's like, girl, let me know when he is on a ventilator. If they can even provide
one. He was on oxygen.
I feel that. But they said that was wasn't true.
They're unsure about it.
Are you sure?
I just saw it this morning.
Oh, this morning it was confirmed.
Yep.
That he was on oxygen?
Yep. Because you know they've been lying about everything.
Yeah.
They have.
So
they said that the type of medicine that they put him on was for people specifically having trouble breathing and needing help with oxygen.
Huh? Yeah, they didn't inject him with Lysol.
Yeah, or like bleach or something.
Or bleach, whatever it is.
Why don't? Yeah.
Damn.
He's old, man.
He's on oxygen.
Yeah, he was on oxygen Friday. They confirmed that he was on oxygen.
What are we going to do? Can we do like something like here? If
look, I already like, because people were pissed at me because I was making jokes. I don't give a fuck.
Well, that's because you have a big platform. Out. I was saying way worse than you. No one was attacking me, so it was.
God well, them. I'm not surprised. They probably, they probably know better than to fuck with you, but.
Yeah, I don't give
a
shit.
Yeah, I was like, look, he can die and I will throw a party. And I will make cocktails out of his followers' tears.
Period.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck all of you. There is no thoughts and prayers.
Okay.
Die.
Have y'all seen
I'm with you.
Ava DuVernay's whole spiel? That is sad.
So tell me about that. I did see something about Ava.
She's basically just saying, I saw her and Jemele Hill talking about, oh, we can't wish death in this case. And I was raised better than that. And Obama said, oh, I pray for his recovery and this and that. And it's like, why? Like, why? Because Joe Biden's campaign pulled all of their, I guess, negative campaigns against the other party. But Trump came out, Trump's people came out and said, well, we're not pulling any of that shit from the others. Oh, we don't give a fuck. We're going to continue to shit on them regardless of whether this man is living or dead. It doesn't matter. So I don't understand why Democrats, why black people, why celebrities, oh, wishing death on somebody's evil, period. Okay, but you have to look at the facts here. Like, I just don't understand. Yes, right.
He's about to do it, Sophie.
I'm not. I'm listening.
Oh,
he leaned in. I can tell. It's coming.
No, I'm listening.
Because I can tell. I can see the. I can see
it's
the wheels
just like.
No, the only thing I was going to say is this.
No,
I think black people have kind hearts.
No, that's not it.
If you don't fucking stop it, if you don't stop it.
No, it's no, that's not it, Rod. That's not
it. I do.
And I will tell you why you're wrong.
You're saying black
people. I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Are forgiven?
I think black people in general
incorrect.
Are
incorrect.
Like
it's a con game, man.
No, it's not a con game. I'm sorry, Ken. I mean, but I want to hear what Sophie has to say.
Okay.
That's wrong. And I'll tell you why that's wrong. Okay. Black people, since the beginning of time, have been conditioned to basically suck the dick of the oppressors.
Thank you.
Right?
That's what I meant. That's what we've been conned into.
We've been conditioned. So it's like, oh, nice little slave. You want to get up out of here? We'll give you the Bible.
Yes.
To make you think that there's a way out of this. We'll make you think that if you slave for us for free, once you die, you'll go to a place with things that you actually deserve here, but might not actually have access to. It's this idea that religion is going to help us. It's this idea that religion is going to save us. And if we're slaving and, oh, God won't give, you know, he gives his best whatever to his best soldiers and this and that. And I get it. If you're religious or whatever and take an offense to it, girl, go pray or something. But I just feel like that's what it is. We're not nicer.
No.
We're not nicer. We're not nicer. We're not nicer.
Think about
and
it,
they
Rod,
know like, that because that's why they keep put like that's why they keep their foot on our necks. They know that people can only be oppressed for so long before they fight back. They know that people can only be oppressed for so long before. The thing is, the reason why property damage and shit has been such a theme of like whatever is property damage is what happens before people just pull out, start killing other people. That's why they like, I feel like that's why they're so like, don't damage the stores. Don't damage the glass. They don't give a fuck about that. They know it can literally be replaced tomorrow. But that anger, that rage, that's what they're trying to control. Because they know that we're not really nicer. They just know that we've been conditioned to be that way.
Think about it. Anytime there is a white supremacist murder against a black family or anything like that, you see these fucking black people on television crying and saying, you know, we forgive you.
Girl.
We forgive you.
True.
When the fuck have you ever seen white people do that?
Never.
It's always us. It's not because we're nicer. Just like Sophie said, and she's 100% right. We have been conditioned to be this way. We've been conditioned to think, oh, we have it better than we used to have it. At least they only killed this one person when they could have been killing more. We're always the one, like when the Dylann Roof situation happened, they brought these motherfuckers in the room. So they can say, Dylann, we forgive you. Every time.
That's why they hug the judge.
But when have you seen white people come out and say, hey, we forgive y'all for 9/11?
Never.
That will never fucking happen.
They don't have to.
Ever.
Never.
They don't have to because it's their system.
Yep.
We are still operating under this idea that
being
we're just
nice
playing
and
the
marching
game.
Peacefully is going to work. And that's why they put Martin Luther King over the, like, it's just, it, all of this is systematic. It's not that we're actually nicer, because when we actually act in a way that makes sense and is like, man, fuck these niggas. I hope this nigga dies.
We're labeled
I don't
thugs.
Give a shit. Right. So it's like, damned if you fucking do, damned if you don't. And they know that keeping us at bay is the safest way to control us.
Well, I'm not talking about like these times. I'm not talking about like since slavery and stuff like that. I'm talking about just our ancestors going back just before slavery or whatever, like even like how we fell off into slavery, just like I don't know, the soul of a black person is just different. I really do believe that. Now I can see what you guys are saying as far as since slavery we've been conditioned here in America to be a certain way, to be peaceful and not, you know, and then we were handed the Bible and all that. I get what y'all saying as far as that's concerned, but I'm talking about before that. I really think that we come from, a loving and caring people. I really do believe that.
So what's that gonna do with now though?
No, that's what I was asking.
I don't know. Maybe it's embedded in some people. I don't know. I feel like it is
nicer?
In me. I don't feel like I've been conditioned to be nice. I just feel like that's just what I genuinely want to be. I just genuinely want to be
maybe you,
a good person.
Maybe you, but I don't think that as black people, we're just,
you don't think we do the same?
We're just
that?
Born nicer and more kind.
Think about the opposite of you, Rod, and you grew up in the hood, bro. Like, there's hood dudes, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying you're a hood dude, but you grew up in that environment.
Right, right.
But you turn out the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
But I know people that are shady and shiesty as fuck and don't have a caring bone in their body, bro.
Right, or a moral compass.
And
at
you
all.
Know motherfuckers like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I don't know many, though.
Because you don't probably surround yourself with people
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't know many, but you know of. And where there's at least one or two, there's going to be millions of those.
I know some like that, but they, you know, given the right person in front of them, it'll change them.
But that might be for white people too. I don't think that having a kind soul is. I don't think black people have a monopoly on that. Like, probably. I think that I've met plenty of good old fashioned nice white people.
Mm-hmm. But, I have too.
But I mean, just looking at it, like, okay, well, I think black people in general are just nicer versus the system that we're operating under has been created in order that it will condition us to be nicer, mm-hmm. especially to the people that are beating the shit out of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's almost fear. It's like they go on TV and they say, we forgive you because they don't want it to happen again. It's not because, oh, we're just kind-hearted people, but it is usually church people that go up there and do that shit. So Sophie really has a point on that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This whole, when they go high, when they go low, we go high.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm getting that feeling yep. from what a lot of people are saying.
But Biden's doing it too, though.
Well, so
he's supposed to.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to. We're average people.
So I think Biden has to play the political game, and I understand that. Right. I just have a real issue with the Democrats pulling the ads. This is another classic example.
Oh, yeah. I saw you were upset about that.
I didn't even know they did that.
So you think that would be effective if they didn't do that?
I think it's just the
I don't know if that's
true. Did they pull all the ads?
It was the announcement. I don't know if they pull all of them, but my thing is, like, I think now is not the time to do that.
I think he would get criticized personally.
What the fuck? By who?
Do you think they would do the same?
Hell no.
I don't care if they would do the same or not. I'm just saying,
that's the problem. That is the problem.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't.
That matters. That matters. You got to fight fire with fire.
We're always trying to be better.
Yep.
But why?
There's no reason.
There's no reason, especially with someone like Trump. Why should we be working to be a more kind person mm-hmm. in war? Like,
it's war.
If this motherfucker, like, if he died today, this would save millions of lives. This is sacrificing one for the greater fucking good. So, and Democrats sitting up here like, this is just, this
let's
is
pray
just
for
so
his recovery. Oh
pray
my God.
For this dick. No.
So isn't that but isn't that saying
these
like
nuts? These like, nuts not, in your man. I fucked up again, huh?
Not to take
I
it on
dick a, instead of nuts. God
not to take it on an extreme level, but isn't that just like saying like, oh, y'all had us a slave. We're gonna make y'all slaves.
How? Wait,
what? I'm just saying, not to take it on an extreme level, but
how
isn't
is
that kind
save
of
lives
saying?
By putting people in slavery?
Can I say that again?
How is us putting white people in slavery going to save lives?
No, I'm not talking about then, like when we were once slaves. And
this isn't revenge.
No. Say that again?
This isn't revenge. I don't
I was
want
just talking
to
about
die
saying
out of
fight
revenge.
Fire with fire. So what, we should start hanging white folks too? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
In slavery days to get ourselves free, yes.
I mean,
we should have been fucking hanging white people. We didn't have the tools to do that. Mm-hmm. But hell yeah. You don't think so?
I don't know.
I think that would have solved a lot of shit early. Bro,
I had to think about it.
The revolutions, like, see, that's kind of going back to what Sophie was saying. That was a way to control us because they had to put down these rebellions mm-hmm. because we had the numbers.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
And if we fought fire with fire back then,
we'd have been free.
Bro.
So if we fought fire with fire, how long do we do that until just the fucking end of
until
time?
Until we went out of freedom.
Exactly.
Yeah, basically. And I've seen too many people say, like, well, two wrongs don't make a right.
The fuck they don't.
Actually, two wrongs change shit. Like, in these types of cases, yeah. Because if you got to think about just, like, the act of hanging, right? It's literally, and this just goes back, and this is why I'm just so absolutely flabbergasted, fucking baffled, at a lot of these black public figures saying, you know, we can't fight fire with fire, and I don't like him as a person, but I pray for her as a recovery. First of all, let's just stop there. I dislike coconut. I don't really particularly enjoy the texture. I don't really like yogurt. Again, it's a texture thing. You disliking Trump is not disliking yogurt or coconut.
Right.
it's like, it's more than that.
It's so much bigger.
It's so much bigger. It's not just, let's just disagree. Let's agree to disagree on that. It's not like something that you don't like. It's systems that are literally put into place. Do you understand? Like people, and I'm just absolutely baffled because we've been more than 6 months into this shit at this point, right? They gave us, some of us, $1,200 check. Said good luck. They went to what is it called? Recession or whatever. You know, they paused their session on making a decision. It's like that should have been enough to spit in a lot of people's faces. But then 40 million people unemployed. It's just literally one domino effect has just continued down the line. And here we are, like March 225 or whatever day it is, right? October at this point. To me personally, yes, we're in October and I see Christmas trees, you know, being sold in stores and shit and fucking costumes and stuff. It doesn't feel still like a normal year. They're trying to bring sports back. They're trying to do all these other things because people are getting fed up. People want to get on flights. People want to go to hotels. People want to do the regular shit because they're over it. But none of this stuff is fucking normal. And I think that that's what we're forgetting. None of this stuff is fucking normal. Trump, like disliking Trump is not disliking the flavored chocolate. It's just not something that's that casual.
Disliking Trump is disliking poison. And if you're sitting there being like, oh, well, you
let's
know,
agree to disagree.
It's not that big of a deal. Okay, but you're drinking poison.
Period.
And you're smiling. It's nuts.
It's disgusting.
Look, this isn't yeah. the, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking about the Kool-Aid, the poison in the Kool-Aid, drinking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is us finally being like, you know what? Fuck this Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, I don't think anybody should actively do anything to him. Nature did this. So this isn't the same thing as saying, well, we should go hang white people during, no, because now if we said, hey, all of these white people were celebrating slavery in this room and the room happened to get lit on fire by a lightning bolt, hey, okay, well, I mean, hey, nature happens. This is nature taking its fucking course.
Not only nature taking its fucking course, it's the audacity that a lot of this shit could have been prevented. And y'all were the ones who said, we don't need to wear masks.
Yep.
Y'all were the one who said, we still have to, you know, congregate and we deserve to have. And I think it's just like absolutely baffling to me again how history has a way of showing us over and over and over again, that white people of status, white men of status, just people in general who have wealth and access to money and all of these things feel as if they are immune.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, like, this is really random side note. I know that y'all had that frames per second on Titanic and stuff like that. Just really quick side note example. In that situation, right? Big ship, huge ship. You know, they're advertising it as, you know, the most modern ship of the time. And a lot of celebrities and influencers of that time were on the boat. At the end, when that shit fucking sank, third class people, second class people and first class people were all in the same goddamn situation.
Yep.
So it's like now the narrative has changed. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe we should social distance because it's affecting us.
Mm-hmm,
maybe we should put a mask on because, hey, don't make fun of the president. That's not nice. So many people have had COVID and died. Oh, you don't fucking
right.
say.
Now we're all in the same gang, aren't we?
We've been trying to say this.
Right.
So anyways, that documentary that's coming out on, I think that's like Hulu or some shit called, what is it called? What's the name of it? Oh God.
Control, total control.
Yeah. Totally in control or whatever. Oh, I can't
about
wait to watch
what?
It.
Hmm? Is this about COVID?
It's about like scientists who are whistleblowing on what actually happened versus how everything played out. They were secretly recording over the last couple of months and now they're airing it, I think.
Yeah, totally under control.
Yeah, that shit is about to be fucking wild.
Did y'all know that about the debates? The irony of all this when he was clowning Biden on his mask and stuff? Mm-hmm. Did y'all know about that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was basically...
But then, didn't he know that he had COVID before?
It was reported that he intentionally arrived. And
late.
This is on Fox. Chris Wallace said this. Mm. Yeah, he late, so he wouldn't have to do the rapid COVID-19 test.
I just don't understand why he would make fun of Biden so bad
why
in
not?
A debate when you know you have it and possibly could have to.
Maybe he thought he was asymptomatic and they were probably going to try to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
I think. With them pulling the ads, it's possible that they could be relying on unearned media to continue to tell that story, and maybe they could spend their money elsewhere. I just think that's a fool's choice.
Yes.
I think if you want to win, and if he is the existential threat that we have here,
yeah,
you got to do whatever it takes to get him out of office.
Yeah,
and if that includes reminding him of the error of his ways, reminding the public the public of the error of his ways. Then that's what you have to do. This whole thing, and why people have blamed him for why we're still in this, why Wuhan is back basically to normal.
Yeah.
You know, and I listened to a podcast about them talking about their life now because they shut everything down. What happened and how it got here was they're thinking that the infection point was the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett. And their policies and protocols that they had in place were just shoddy. They tested some people, didn't test others. And they didn't wear a mask, obviously. They didn't maintain social distancing, obviously. And every single thing he has been doing that they have flaunted in our face, that he has flaunted in our face, that he has mocked others for doing, Biden, for instance, has come back to bite him. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of it all. And this was my, by far, favorite moment of 2020. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not like I went out on a limb, months ago saying this, but it was just inevitable that he was going to catch it. And I told my wife, I said, he's going to get that shit at some point because he's just too careless. Mm-hmm. And he's not taking it seriously. And to Sophie's point earlier, he thinks he can't catch it, mm-hmm. that he's immune from this because of who he is. Mm-hmm. To Mike's point, this is nature. It follows no rules. It doesn't follow class like that. It's mm-hmm. going to get you. And it did. And
yeah.
what happened with his leadership in maintaining this in the U.S. trickled down to the White House. And that's why all of these motherfuckers are catching.
This shit's looking like the fucking Red Wedding, dude.
It is.
Like, it real, is. Like, real talk. This shit is yep. looking like the fucking Red Wedding. He got the White House looking like the Red Wedding, dude.
Mm-hmm. And it's an embarrassment. He's embarrassed. Some people are thinking this may be, he may gain some sympathy votes from this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Because yeah. it could humanize him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because people were throwing out there like they don't think he got it. It's a lie because of sympathy votes.
They're saying that he was targeted. Mm-hmm. There was a conspiracy theory about that. That he was
not targeted.
And see, if that was true, I would actually respect the Democratic Party again.
Why?
If the Democratic Party actually made him get COVID, I'd be like, you're finally doing something instead of sitting back and hoping for the fucking best.
You know what? And that's what pisses me off about Democrats. It's a fucking pop culture contest of who listens to the newest rap artist and mm-hmm. how relatable we can be and putting hot mm-hmm. sauce in our bags. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. Draft up a goddamn bill. Like,
right.
Nancy Pelosi is like, we got to do something about this. Even Elizabeth Warren is like, damn, this is crazy. We have to do something about this. I'm sorry. You're the politician, bitch. We're going to work. Like, you do something.
Let me ask you guys this. How do you think this will impact his followers?
Who
that
cares?
Didn't believe in it necessarily.
Well, they're standing outside the hospital saying that they still don't give a fuck.
Well, really? I've seen some of them saying that, you know, they're not gonna like Tommy Lauren, mm-hmm. you know, Klan Barbie. She was out here not that long ago that was just like, oh, you know, if you don't want to go to these restaurants that don't require masks, and if you don't want to do this, and this, then just don't go, just stay home. And but then she's like, oh, thoughts and prayers for our president. You guys are just mean for making fun of him and hoping that he dies. Which one is it? Hmm. Which one is it? You know, your own president was saying this was a hoax at some point. Your own president was acting like this wasn't a big deal.
I think it's both, Mike. I think it's both because I was watching we spent some time watching like 10 minutes of Fox News just to see how they were reporting it. Because on CNN, it was Don Lemon and all these people talking about, well, why didn't he wear a mask? Like that whole thing. And we just wanted to see how they were reporting it and spinning it, right? So, you know, on Fox News, I forgot that white woman, what her name is. She looks crazy.
Doesn't matter.
But anyways, whatever. Then they zoomed into like a live feed of like people standing in front of the hospital with Trump signs and stuff like that. Some of them had masks on, some of them don't. And they interviewed a guy and they were like, hey, so like, what are your thoughts on the situation? He's like, yeah, you know, I think it's, you know, unfortunate and this and that and the third. And they were like, okay, interesting. Well, you're, out, you know, in a crowd with your sign and stuff. You don't have a mask on. Like, can you explain that? Like, do you think you should still wear a mask? And he pulls his mask from his pocket and he's like, you know, we're outside and I just feel like there's a lot of air around here. And, you know, if I'm in a closed indoor area, maybe with some other people, maybe I'll put it on, but just right now, I think we're just politicizing, you know, the fear. It's a lot of fear mongering. And yeah, some people can get it, but in a space like this, nah, I just don't need it. I just don't need it. So it's quite literally both. I think some people say in this situation, kind of like the gloves thing where like, I'm going to wear gloves, but I'm going to touch everything and then put stuff into my mouth. Like, it's like that same thing where it's like, I pick and choose when I want to wear my mask. But in general, I don't like people don't like the idea of politicizing or fear mongering that comes with COVID. They feel like regardless of what's going on, they should be able to be in situations that still make it feel like life is normal for them.
So what I was actually getting to is the people that act like COVID is not an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the president gets it, they're showing up saying thoughts and prayers. We hope you get better. That's what I mean. So it's like, gotcha. Which one is it? Is it a hoax? Is it not that big of a deal? Because they're saying that all of these deaths that are happening, they're like, oh, this isn't really due to COVID. It just happens to be that you're dying with COVID.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So is it that?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it that this really might be deadly? Because if it wasn't, why are you here saying we hope Trump gets better?
Right.
That's the part that I don't get. I agree with everything you just said.
Because I think they know that he's old.
But they say that old people are getting over it too.
Yeah, and that's why I
that's what they're saying.
Oh.
Yeah, that exact reason is why I wasn't really throwing a party when I found out he had it, because I was like, he's gonna have it. He's probably gonna have some, maybe not really. There's a 50% chance that he might have a come to Jesus moment where he'll like come back and use this as a human. Oh, let's come together and it's going to, propel other people to feel sorry.
I don't like this negativity coming from your side of the room, Sophie.
I don't like it either.
I don't like this negativity where you're thinking, oh, he has it and it's not a big deal. I'm not going to throw a party because he has it. I don't like this negativity, Sophie.
Look,
come to my side of the room.
I don't like it either.
We're going to be like, yes.
I
hope. And pray. Rod, pray for me, bro.
No.
Pray.
Did you see the hashtag?
This man
Did you see the hashtag prayers down?
No.
That shit was so funny. Awesome. Yes.
So you know this man's death certificate is basically signed, right?
His what?
What do you mean?
Trump. You know the Simpsons predicted his death as well.
Who did?
The Simpsons.
They predicted his death.
I'm not betting on the Simpsons, bro.
Hey,
I'll reach for anything I can get these days.
Yeah,
I'm just saying the Simpsons have been writing about a lot of shit.
They have,
and they have this man in the casket soon.
When did they say he was going to die?
They didn't say.
They never have like a time frame.
Gotcha.
But we just know it's going to happen.
We'll be back after this quick break.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Listen, y'all, it sounds mean. It does. But once again, look, if you could go back in time and murder Hitler before he killed all the Jews, would you do it?
Yes.
If your answer is no, because that's mean, then
Mike,
you're trash.
Mike,
you're you can't talk psychopaths out of killing people. Trump is fine doing the evil things he does. But if you really think about it, him being gone is going to save so many. This is the best case scenario.
Yep.
For anyone that wants people to live.
Yep.
This is the best case scenario.
Yep.
If killing me could save 6 million people, kill me. Kill me. Mm. And if Trump was a real humanitarian, he'd be like, hey, look, Herman Cain is calling you, Trump. And answer the phone.
It's not like he hasn't lived out most of his life.
It's not like what?
It's not like he hasn't lived out most of his life.
He's been here for a while.
Right.
He's done lots of things.
And you know what? I say to this day, the people who are such egregious, diehard Trump supporters. I personally feel like if back in the, it's almost like you have a Hitler 2020 sign on your lawn and you're just comfortable. You're just comfortable. Like, I have to do this gesture because I'm still baffled that I ride around in Georgia. I mean, it's Georgia. So it's like, I'm not so surprised, but I'm just still baffled. Like, it never ceases to baffle or amaze me that you still on this, like, Chevrolet Tahoe or fucking Dodge Caravan have a sign that says Trump Pence 2020.
Why? I don't know why.
It's in your, like,
what baffles you about
that? I guess there's just nothing to me that, like, should indicate that you should be proud about announcing that. But I get the idea that it's kind of like a, like in your face. It's just baffling.
That's what it is.
They're
rubbing shit in your face. People that are in power want to stay in power, and they're laughing at the fact that you're trying to get a piece of that power. They're saying by Trump, you're not getting any of this. Ha ha ha. I got my ice cream. You don't. That's what they're saying. And they're,
neener.
What happened? The ice cream fell, didn't it? And now it's on the ground with COVID. And I'm fucking laughing.
I will make t-shirts. I will make and sell t-shirts if he passes away.
Which says, make America COVID free again?
I don't know what it's going to say on it. Maybe like the wicked is dead or something like that. White supremacy, rip white supremacy 2020.
See, that's the thing that kills me. Like Democrats will be like, that's just cruel.
That's so cruel.
Why is that cruel?
Well, I mean, they profited off of Trayvon Martin's death, right? And I mean, still, you know, profited off of so many other black bodies. Why fucking not? Fuck you.
Yeah, we're talking about a guy that said it is what it is.
Exactly.
God forgives and I don't.
Hundreds of thousands of people are dying.
Exactly.
Period.
You know, and it's just interesting because they follow the president's lead. For those that believe it's a hoax, don't want to wear a mask, don't want a social distance. And their world has been shaken now because the one guy who told you to do all this stuff got it and is now in the hospital. And they've been lying constantly, which I understand because you want to still give this appearance that the office is still strong, that the leader is strong. So I understand the political part of it. But they got to get this story straight. You can't have the doctor coming out and say, oh, he's doing fine. And then the White House press secretary come out and say the opposite.
Yep.
I think he's sick for real.
Yeah. But no, he is.
I think he's sick for real.
But then how do you not, on your own camp, how do you not make sure that people are giving consistent stories? Why is one person in your camp saying, oh, yeah, he's on oxygen, he's not feeling well, while the other one's being like, oh, yeah, he was fine. You saw him walk from the plane to the thing. He's fine.
He went from asymptomatic to mild symptoms to being on oxygen.
Yeah, I just read something saying that he could be discharged as early as Monday.
And so that would piss me the fuck off.
And I don't even believe that.
If that happened, I would burn down every church in America.
I really
because
think
that means God does not fucking exist.
I really think this man is
like, honestly, 2020 has made me think that God is Republican. And I just need him to prove me otherwise.
That's the point.
Yeah, that's funny. True. What'd you say, Rod?
I know. I just have a feeling that he's actually sick and they're trying to downplay it a little bit. And
we're finally on the same page. I need this positivity. Thank you, bro.
I mean, I don't disagree with you when it comes to like, I really do think he's sick.
I just feel like villains never die in real life, especially, you know, at the hand of their own actions.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see the polling afterwards. Will there be sympathy votes? Will there be an uptick? Will that 14% disappear? I don't know.
I don't think it's going to work if it's sympathy votes.
I don't either. But people are weird.
Because there's too many people that are happy about it, it seems like.
Well, it's not the people that are happy.
Right.
It's the people that follow Trump and believe that it was fake.
Well, they were going to vote for him anyway. Also, I thought you were saying,
but it's like, the people on the fence that I was talking about.
Yeah, the people in the middle.
Oh.
The people that are on the fence.
He didn't get the sympathy votes for the people on the fence. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's how I was looking at it, too.
I got you.
I hope that doesn't happen.
But why would they when they just saw him making fun of Biden about masks and stuff?
That's why they gotta use those sound bites. They gotta throw all of this stuff in his face.
Yep. Why not, man? He would do that to anybody.
Do you need the sound bites though? If you already got them,
because people are going to look. Look, when I was saying that he said that shit about Proud Boys, mm-hmm. I had people on my con. That's not what he said. That's a Ooh. Lie. And I'm like, you're fucking stupid.
What?
It's clearly in video. Yeah. That's exactly to the T what he said. Mm. But that's what they'll do. Look, these kind of people have been trying to rewrite history for fucking decades. Mm-hmm. So of course they're gonna say that he didn't say that. You can show them videos; they'll still deny it.
Yeah. What he meant was
right. Exactly, he slipped up. What he actually meant to say, I don't give a fuck what he meant to say.
But he knew you, clearly what he was saying. He
y'all said have slowly. To stop this shit, man.
Look, he said it slowly. He made sure. I was like, wow.
I think there's a big difference because this gets confused. I think there's a big difference between wishing death on somebody and being perfectly fine if they die. Mm-hmm. I'm not wishing death on anyone. Side note, if you are wishing death on him, I'm not judging you. That's fine. I'm just not. But if he dies, I am more than fine. 2020 has to have something that makes this a better year.
I feel like it's owed to us at this point. Like, it's the least 2020 could do.
2020 has killed a lot of great people. At least take one shit ball out.
My God.
Like, this is getting ridiculous.
That's what we're saying. Evil people don't die.
They have, I mean, fuck, man. Like,
they always live till they're like 117 or some shit. Always. And especially the racist ones. They live until like 150.
The only people I feel sorry for are his kids. Not Ivanka, because she's a piece of shit too. But like Barron. He's not a part of this. He doesn't know what's going on. Huh?
I don't give a shit about
Barron. He's a kid. He's a kid. He's not a racist kid. He's a kid. Doesn't matter who his dad is. He's a fucking child. So I'm looking at it. I'm not saying you have to care about him. I'm just saying when I look at it, I'm just like, well, I feel bad that he's going to lose his father.
How old is he again?
I don't know, like 13 maybe?
He's a teenager, yeah, I think.
Because he might not fully understand the ramifications of what Trump is doing. He's in the White House, sure. But I doubt he's sitting there listening to news pundits talking about like what his dad's doing. And he's processing it. He's a kid.
What are they saying about Ivanka? Any updates on her?
What about her?
Because she has it too, right?
Melania has
Melania.
It.
Yeah, I always get them two fucking confused.
Which?
So does Trump.
Because then some tapes come
out. That's funny. Wait, y'all skipped over a fucking class joke. That was actually really fucking good.
Yeah.
Just say it. I don't think that was really good. All right, dude, go ahead.
It's like it doesn't matter. It's the same.
Oh, I was just saying, didn't some tapes with Melania come out where she was like saying
fuck
like,
Christmas and
yeah, say like fuck Christmas and
what?
Yeah.
Oh man, this shit is just getting so juicy.
Yeah, yeah, for real.
Like, oh, you didn't see it?
No.
It was right before.
She's probably upset she got Trump. Dragged for those decorations last year,
bro.
No, it was right before when the COVID shit came out. It was tapes of Melania earlier this week saying, you know,
I did see that headline.
She was
somewhere.
Saying fuck Christmas and what the hell about this decorating and not.
No, what I was asking though, like, has they said anything about her condition right now?
No, because nobody cares.
Yeah, I don't.
Nobody cares if Melania dies. I don't really want her to die.
There will be a Melania 2 30 minutes after she passes, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's just still mild symptoms, but.
But no, wait, before we move on from Melania, like, the funniest shit was, it was supposedly a recording of her talking to one of her friends, mm-hmm. and the friend leaked it. Good. And she was complaining because she's like, I work my ass off, you know, I'm doing all this work and I'm putting up Christmas decorations. And she's like, who even gives a fuck about Christmas? And it's so fucking funny because these nutso Republicans are just like, you know, this a war on Christmas. Your own fucking president's wife is like, who gives a fuck about Christmas?
Yes.
He's like, y'all got me up here working like a nigger, putting up all these fucking lights.
I need
who
to
gives
hear
a fuck?
Like, you got
man,
it, man,
it's hilarious.
I need to
I
hear
fight.
That now.
It's fucking hilarious.
I need to hear that now.
But I don't hate
never
Melania
hear
the way
like,
I hear
I never listen to her anything she says. I never even...
It's always
she don't talk exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
She
like,
can steal speeches.
Exactly.
She can read fine. But can she compose her own thoughts? We don't know.
Everything is a sample from Michelle Obama.
Damn.
Well.
She's like, they didn't care when Obama was putting the kids in cages, which is the only thing I do agree with her with. They didn't.
Well, we'll see what happens with the nomination. Because if these guys, man, that have, they're supposed to be quarantined for about 10 to 14 days.
Die.
Which will put the nomination of Amy in jeopardy, but these
Tight.
Motherfuckers really don't give a fuck.
By Pence not having it, the only thing I can think like, damn, he really don't be around that motherfucker. Like,
I don't think he does.
I think that's the other thing that was kind of overlooked
you
is that
B has it.
Oh, But let Ken finish his thought.
Yeah, I was like, Ken,
what were you about to say?
Is that this motherfucker knew he had it, and he was walking around spreading it to everybody. Mm-hmm. And they said that he knew he had it as early as like Tuesday, if I remember correctly.
What a piece of trash.
But
they need to test every sex worker that's anywhere in the vicinity.
So do y'all believe in any of these conspiracies? Not, I don't know if it's a conspiracy, but all any people saying that it could be he couldn't have he if he he's gonna he using this to say like, you know, he was cured and stuff like that. Are anybody believing that?
Okay, so there were some thoughts that went through my head when they started floating out different drug names that they were using, like the anti, God, what did they, how did they phrase it? They call it the cocktail.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was Remdesivir was one, which we've heard that all year. But then there was another one that started with the R that I've never heard of. Mm-hmm. That is a experimental drug that they're testing out on here. Here's my thing with that. Why in the fuck would you want to test an experimental drug out on the president? It makes absolutely no fucking sense. Mm-hmm. That's so, so I was wondering.
For him, it's like, that's the I guess to the highest extent. Like I'm taking one for the country.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like they couldn't spend that shit like that. Like this man took it. Chances. The president took it for the country just to see if it. No. But what did they try to spin that
shit?
Okay,
you're right. He would try to do it that way.
Oh, my God.
Because that's just who he is.
Uh-huh.
But common sense dictates that the president is the last person you want to try that out with.
Use your common sense.
Yeah, you don't want to take any chances. So that's why I say them floating that out there is like next week I'm watching the companies that make this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could potentially be boosting up the market of those companies.
What you got, B?
Hit that play button. BZ430.
Yo, golly, I didn't realize her accent was that thick.
Yeah. She never speaks.
Huh?
Because she never speaks.
I know, but I didn't realize it was like that. Shit.
Yeah.
Haven't she been here for like 50 years?
But yeah, wouldn't it make sense for her to not give a shit about Christmas if she's not even from here?
July 2018. That recording from July 2018.
Man, their own people don't even like them. Their own so-called friends out here leaking shit. Damn,
wouldn't you?
I don't know. I don't know because I don't really have any feelings one way or the other about Melania.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Michelle Obama was a lot more outspoken when she was first lady, so I could see Republicans hating her. I don't really see a point in hating Melania. She doesn't really have much of an opinion. She's just there. She's doing exactly what Trump wants her to do, which is be arm candy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Be a trophy wife.
Seen and not heard.
Exactly. So people wishing death on her, I'm just like, yeah, I'm not with that. Let her stick around and take care of Barron. But Trump, yeah, man, peace, bro.
But you can tell that she don't really like that motherfucker.
Hell no, nah, she don't.
You know what I'm saying? The way she be looking at him sometimes and
won't
shit.
Won't hold his hand.
Yeah,
that shit crazy.
The body language, bro. She don't fuck with that motherfucker.
That is so wild.
Now, it makes sense.
That makes sense, but it's just wild that it's like publicized.
Mm-hmm. Did he die?
No.
Damn it!
Breaking news!
I thought Ken found the good boy.
But he in trouble, man.
Oh, for real? What happened?
He's actually the doctor came out and said he's taking the dexamethasone.
Damn, death of who?
Death of who? Sound good to me.
Dexamethasone.
Damn, that's like it's a death drug.
Dexamethasone, which is the steroid used for the sickest COVID-19 patients.
Oh.
And they said he took his first dose, the first dose of the drug on Saturday.
I think this dude is really sick.
He is. It said he had a high fever. He had a high fever late Friday morning and was administered supplemental oxygen for about an hour while at the White House. They said that he appeared to be improving, but doctors still felt the best course of action was to move the president. Okay, forget
Trump
that.
Trump gone, man.
They said Trump the president's gone, oxygen levels dipped for a second time Saturday. Trump he gone, is man. In trouble. Yeah. Hey. So for further, dexamethasone works by reducing inflammation in and around the lungs, which can make it difficult to get enough oxygen in the blood. The treatment is not recommended for mild illness because in some cases it can make the infection worse by helping the virus replicate.
Mike.
This dude is in trouble.
Did you see that meme saying, I hope this is his doctor?
I know who I knew who it was before you even said,
I hope it's him. And that fucking, that crazy African chick that was talking about demon sperm. I hope it's them too. They're his doctor.
Yeah, this dude is in serious trouble, bro.
Cool.
Yeah, that's not good. Nah, that's not good. And, you know.
He's old, man.
Like, you take what, steroids, like, you know what I think?
Yeah, especially
like
for your
lungs. I think it's a situation where if he didn't have access to all this, then yeah, I think he would have died.
ASAP.
But I'm annoyed.
They know how to treat it better.
I'm just annoyed that he gets access to this fucking treatment.
I don't think it matters.
You don't think what matters?
This treatment and all this, I don't think it
matters. You still
matters.
Think he's gone?
I think he's gone.
If Rod says he's gone, I think we're good.
Hey, the Simpsons said he's gone. He's gone.
If Simpsons and Rod are saying he's gone, Trump is gone.
It's a wrap.
And if I see one of my friends putting up no rest in peace Trump, I'm fucking blocking the fuck out of you.
So we can't say rest in peace?
You bet not. Because I don't want to rest. I want this to be the most
rest
painful.
In chaos.
I want this to be the most painful symptoms that have ever happened. I want this man to suffer.
You want him to die like Joffrey.
Listen, y'all think I'm joking. Trump has sat back and watched hundreds of thousands of people die and has not given a fuck.
And joke about it on top of that.
Exactly. And made jokes about it. He has prompted people to go out and not wear masks and then catch it and get sick themselves and some of them die.
This nigga got
so you
rape
want me to
charges,
feel sad
rape trials.
And rest in peace for Trump?
That's too much.
Fuck the night. Hey. You, of course. I'm saying, you know.
And that's why, again, going back to Biden, like, this motherfucker sat on stage and called your son a crackhead.
Right. Or a drug addict or whatever.
The fuck? Come on, man. Well, you know Biden laughing inside, though, right?
You think Biden did what?
I don't think he's laughing.
I know a lot of people are. I think
Biden's laughing inside.
Biden probably forgot he had it.
They're playing. It's optic.
I can't imagine Biden in his head being like, "That's what your ass get." Especially after talking about my son. Like
everybody is privately.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah. Publicly, they trying.
He's being political.
Yeah.
Politically correct. Yeah. That's
Biden
all it is.
Can't laugh in public.
Yeah, he can't. But I guarantee he's like this. That's what this motherfucker get.
He's like Obama. You see this nigga got COVID,
bro. You already know.
Obama like this nigga really? He does. Joe.
Right.
He got it. Well, goddamn. All
right. I hope he,
Yep.
But in their head, they like, that's what that motherfucker get.
See? This is the only way I feel like Biden is actually going to win. Is if Trump dies.
Isn't that sad? That's sad.
But who would run in this place? Pence?
But okay. See, that's the thing. So that's the question I had yesterday that I wanted to ask Ken because I figured he'd probably know. Obviously, when the president dies the vice president comes in, which is Pence, and everyone's cheering, but no, Pence is a piece of shit too.
Yeah.
And he's even scarier than Trump in some ways.
Because he's more focused
smarter than
direct.
Trump.
Exactly.
He's smarter than Trump. Yep, and you're right. He's more focused and direct. So when you're talking about an election cycle, if Trump dies, does Pence just automatically run?
Okay, but this is the thing. I've heard or seen some articles talking about there has been rumors that he would want Ivanka to take his place. I'm like, is that even possible?
No,
that's not possible.
Yeah.
So what actually happens though?
The 25th Amendment will go in place, but I still think they will carry out the election. So,
but with Trump dead, who's running?
It will have to be.
And
Pence.
Would he have to? Would,
so Pence would.
Would Pence get a VP?
I guess he'd have to.
He would have no. Well, he would have the succession.
Who's the successor?
He gonna bring Scalia back to life.
We have a line of people. Yeah, you haven't seen the line of people?
Yeah, but I don't think you can.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure because we've never really been in this situation, but I know they've never stopped.
Because who are you voting for then? So if you're saying it's just a succession,
yeah.
I understand you're voting for Pence, so you'd automatically just start voting for Pence and this person?
Who's
I believe so.
I forgot who's below. It's like a secretary or somebody.
Yeah, they have it mapped out.
There's a hierarchy.
Because I think they know what's about to come.
Come on, Rod. What else?
Man, I'm just saying, man. Like, when I saw this, I was like, if he's really sick, he may not. I don't think he's going to make it.
Nope. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know because, you know, I've experienced death from COVID, like people in my family from COVID, and they all been older. Mm. And it's really serious. You know what I'm saying? Like it they just don't make it.
I guess a big reason of why I'd be upset if he lives is just because he has access to exclusive things that no one else has access to, and that he's quite literally fighting for people to not have access to those things. Mm-hmm. And that's what really fucking kills me and like just baffles me. Like, I can't believe people are really wanting this man to survive just off of whatever reasons. But for me, how is it not upsetting to you that he has access to the most spacious rooms, the nicest, you know, between meal hospital dinners catered by whatever chefs and this and that and the third. He's getting special medication administered. I'm sure he's probably getting
even with all the medication and all that. I don't think he has access to a cure to this because I don't think it's a cure yet.
It's not. No.
So he can have all the access in the world, but this is something new that they're trying to figure out.
The only thing they can do is treat
with these new. Yeah. These are all tests that they're throwing. Cause they said it would take how long even.
Oh.
Find a cure for this.
Let me tell y'all something.
Not until the, we won't have the actual vaccine until second to third quarter of next year.
So yeah,
that's why this could be fake.
If he dies, he needs to die now because do not get elected and then you die and now we're still. Let me tell you. No.
Right, that's the thing.
They need to hurry up now. Come on.
So according to the Los Angeles Times, they have a couple of scenarios. So I read. Want to say if he dies, what's most likely is that the election will take place on time with the deceased or incapacitated.
What?
Why can't I fucking
incapacitated?
Speak? Yes. Fuck. Name on the ballot. And then there will be a question if legislatures would allow presidential electors of each state to vote for someone other than the deceased candidate.
I'm already confused.
A guy named Rick Hassan, from UC Irvine. He's a UC Irvine law professor. And then, he also said that we're unfortunate enough to have a presidential candidate die overcoming in. Wait, no, I already read that. So yeah. He said it could also leave room for political gaming as well under the arcane rules of the Electoral College. So I did reach out to, doctors and the family, and one of them said that they should have started dexamethasone initially. So I was asking them if Trump was in trouble. So that's what one said. So if I get something else, I'll let y'all know.
Well, I'm hoping for the best outcome here. Mm-hmm. You know, and people, I saw people on Twitter that were like, you know, oh, if you're cheering for the president to die, then you're making light of every other person that's died from COVID. And I'm like, that's the fucking opposite of the truth. The people that died from COVID, some of them died because of Trump and his administration not pushing for things that would make it easier to be safe. So, you know, look, whoever gave this man COVID, you're a fucking American hero. And I want your name on a plaque and I want a statue of you built.
I mean, technically it's him as well.
Technically what?
Technically it's him who gave it to himself because this could all have been presented.
Nah, I want specifics. I don't want this overall general idea.
Who shook his hand today.
I want to know who licked their palm and shook his hand. That guy, which I hope he lived. I hope he beat it. That guy, you are an American hero. You've done what the Democrats have not been able to do for the last 4 years. And that's make a fucking move. What can Mike say? Kill your masters. Organize, strategize, legitimize, cauterize, all of them eyes.
I hope Ann Coulter goes as well.
But didn't Kellyanne Conway get it too? Is that part? Yep.
Yes, her daughter said it on TikTok. She's like, my mom has been coughing all over the house. I love it.
Wait, who said that?
Her daughter. Listen.
My mom has been coughing all over the house.
And her daughter.
Her daughter is that bitch, period.
Yeah. Who y'all talking about?
Kellyanne Conway.
Her daughter. She's
that Crypt Keeper white lady.
Yeah, she's like trapped. Like, free her daughter, please. I know she's like 15 or whatever, but free that child.
I don't know.
Is her daughter like an adult? Or is she like a teenager?
No, but I think she's trying to, what do you call it? Yeah, emancipate herself. Cause she's just like, I fucking hate it here.
Oh,
these people are fucking batshit crazy. I can't stand it. My mom also has COVID. So whoop-de-whoop on that. She's coughing all over the house trying to get everybody. She was like, yeah, I brought up the whole thing about wearing masks and my mom thought it was stupid. And now she's trying to get us all infected.
Wow.
She definitely has COVID.
Wow.
She'd be on TikTok like, yes, girls. Like,
this is crazy.
Let me tell you.
This is crazy.
The children are speaking out on TikTok. Do you hear me?
Well, they need to get Baron a TikTok, and I want to see what he has to say.
Listen, he's just... did you see that thing talking about some... He's in Trump's closet trying on wigs. I fucking can't.
Oh, my God. I don't know why I just pictured that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't cheer when Herman Cain died. I thought that was sad, even though it could have been prevented, but... I wasn't happy about him passing.
I couldn't care.
Isn't that ironic? Because didn't he do something similar? Where he was talking about mad.
It should have been a warning
right after that.
Yes, yep. and then they went back and deleted the tweets after he died.
They did.
You know, but shots, even bro. With him, I was just indifferent. I was like, I don't care that you died. No, I'm not sad and I'm not happy.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's ironic as well. Like, that's crazy.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, they didn't take it serious then, and they still won't take it serious after this.
It's like COVID.
I don't know if their messaging will change that much. If anything, you're like, yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah, that's what we'll come out and lie and say.
Yeah.
So I hope somebody's taking video of his ass in there with his fucking wig all falling off and coughing all hard.
Well, they got pictures of him now, like without the bronzer on and shit.
They got pictures
who?
Of him?
Come on, of Trump.
But after catching COVID?
Oh, did they try to edit out his cough?
Yeah, he's like... he's just real pale looking.
Are you about the one where he's at the table like working? Yeah. Oh, that's fake.
Yeah,
that's fake.
It's totally staged.
He's not working.
Yeah. No, he's not working. He's dying.
Yeah.
He's writing his will.
Okay.
He's like, I leave this amount to this prostitute.
He ain't leaving shit.
This amount to this prostitute. Mm-hmm. This one to this prostitute. I hope all of these sex workers that got anything out of him, I hope y'all got a come up off
the this. Russians.
I don't know if it's Russians or Americans or whoever, but look, I mean, keep that money in America.
Yeah.
Make America great again. 2020, do your fucking work.
Yeah, let's close out strong.
Yes. let's finish this year out in the best way possible. Man. Come on. Can you imagine the dead Trump costumes for Halloween?
Oh my God. They were, man.
I'm going to do one. It's going to be an orange skeleton. Y'all think I'm fucking around.
Yo, but that would be hilarious to have one of them Trump masks and then put like one of, you know, our regular masks on top of that.
Yo, Halloween is going up. Halloween going up this year.
Look, we're
people going
so
as
followers.
The ghost of Trump.
Hey, you know what? Hey, look, I propose this. Cause I'm not big in Halloween anymore.
Yeah.
I'll wear a mask here and there. But for Halloween, we should all dress up this year.
I'm dressing up as dead Trump. Even if he doesn't
steal my ID either.
Huh?
You're like, don't steal my ID either.
I'll bet not coming here with no fucking orange skeleton Trump. With a wig.
You could be dead Trump. I'll be sick Trump.
I'm dead Trump.
Cool.
This is going to be the best thing ever.
But are we really doing this?
You
and record. Maybe. Oh, I was about to say.
I can't wait to see like the whiny comments. You guys are just, you guys are just so mean.
Man, I'm gonna pull up. You know it's coming.
I don't give a fuck. Tell this to all the people who have died because of this man. Right. Not even from COVID.
Right.
Halloween is on a Saturday.
Hey, bro. Last year Halloween fell on a weekend. You know what I'm saying? Me and dead Trump were trick or treating. Looking for Robert Luke. Dexamethasone to take.
Oh my God.
Peace, Trump.
All right, that's going to do it for this episode. Be sure to join us Wednesday for our mailbag episode. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time. Peace.